shorty playing in the front yard of the crib. Fell down and I bumped my head. Somebody helped me up and asked me if I bumped my head. I said, yeah. So then they said, oh, so that means you gonna switch it on them. I said, yeah, flip mode. Flip mode is the greatest. You know, and as a shorty, I was always told that if I ain't gonna be part of the greatest, I gotta be the greatest myself. Come on, come on, yeah, come on. Yeah, nigga, what a surprise. Give you something, make a nigga close both of your eyes. All my niggas getting money capitalized. Die, little small guy, we on the rise. Everything a nigga touch, platinumized. Full of your crib, you know we coming all on supplies. Got a big gun and I'ma show you the size. You fuck with any of my flip mode family ties. Me and my niggas be coming through, stroking you out. Killing off any and everything you're talking about. See you in the club, now we walking you out. Should've thought twice before you went and opened your mouth. Yo, anyway, we stay keeping it moving. Fucking with the wrong nigga, hope you know what you're doing. Now blame me, all the same niggas is lame. It's not a game, nigga, name still splitting your brain. Y'all niggas, that enough? Give me some more. Y'all niggas want the round shit? Give me some more. Yo, Spliff, where the weed at? Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that. Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you could give me some more. With the cars and the big crib, give me some more.
So, this is Between the Bars, episode 10.
We started already?
We're starting right now. Oh. We've been started.
I thought you were just so 10 levels.
We have what? Casey Geeson and Jamie Foxx. Well, anyways, guys, cheers. They're here because...
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Because we had no one else for tonight.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No, because they just did this... They shot this amazing pilot called Be Forever Now. And you guys just screened it at a festival.
Yeah, yes, we did.
We certainly did.
We screened it at a festival.
And what was this festival?
It was called the Independent Film Quarterly Festival.
It's and one after of the New York something, it was combined with something
It's
else.
One of the least prestigious festivals.
Where was it
of
held?
The quarterly festivals? Or?
of the quarterly, it's probably, it's definitely in the top 100.
Thousand. For this. 100,000 festivals.
Where was it held?
It was at Rolla? I don't know how
Raleigh.
You pronounce it.
Raleigh Studios.
Across, like, wait, across from Paramount?
Across from Paramount on Melrose.
Yeah, but they did have to open a second studio to
accommodate
the,
for your
to accommodate
audience.
Additional
for our, yeah,
five people
audience.
That came.
Right, that's good. I mean, five is it's a
no,
nice
it's
number.
Five. It's more than five. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Yeah.
It's how did it go?
Funny joke.
I mean, it went well. It was kind of strange because we were in, like, every other thing that we got programmed. Like, ours is an actual, like, full-length pilot. And everything we were programmed with was, like, a five-minute short, like a webisode or something.
Yeah.
So it was totally just totally out of its element. But also, I think it, like, it was better than most of those things.
It stood out a little bit.
Because, like...
It was a different quality. Other things were just, like, meant for the web. And our thing, it was...
It's more like kind of like a real pilot. Like,
yeah.
You had more room to tell it.
And
tell
we took time
story.
To tell
yeah.
a joke.
A bit,
yeah.
yeah
the, right. And so, but it was interesting too, because we were sitting in the back of the theater, so we kind of like saw the whole, we could like watch the audience's reactions to everything. Or I was. I don't know if Casey was, but.
I was just watching myself on screen the whole time.
Can you guys talk about, oh, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, do you think it's harder to tell a story with less time? I mean, I feel like that's definitely more of a challenge.
I think it probably is, but I think a lot of times when you're doing like a specifically a short or a webisode, it's a little bit easier because all you have to do is concentrate on telling. It's like one joke.
Yeah.
It's like a guy walks into a bar joke. You just set up one premise and then that is it. And then you know the punchline is basically the end of it.
So it's not equivalent. It's
definitely different.
Yeah.
It's like we've tried to edit. This down for like other festivals and stuff that want like shorter things, and it just doesn't work in that, you know, it doesn't work shorter because the way that it's told is like a full story
and there's
and
multiple stories
kind of short.
Going
yeah,
on
right.
yeah.
you're trying to lay a foundation essentially, but you're also trying to capture an audience
right.
who's never been in this world. You were saying you had a hard time like getting into festivals because it's like what do you submit it as, right? Like a short film?
Because
it's not.
Yeah,
but
most
that's the category that it would probably time-wise fit in.
Yeah, because most festivals, they don't have a category for pilots.
Right.
They don't want that. And most people don't even really make pilots because, like, why make a fucking pilot?
Yeah, do people independently make a pilot?
Usually
I mean, usually
not.
They have a story and they pitch it and have somebody
else.
But
it's,
there is, like, a shift happening, I think, like, with comedy where people are taking more things into their own hands
right.
and they'll go, and this was like an opportunity for Casey and I to really express our voice, our comedic voice, more fully, like execute it and to learn, because this was like a project that definitely was taken to between this and our last project, there was a big learning curve, I think, in terms of quality of the production value and everything like that.
So you're saying there is definitely more of a trend towards people like kind of just taking it on them on their own.
I mean,
and still, but still kind of, but I feel like when people are doing that, they're just putting on the web, having, you know, a web series. You guys are still kind of going about it the more
antiquated way,
the traditional way. I mean, for whatever it's worth, like, it's just that's how people used to do it, right?
I think, but I think, like, most people, like, if they had an idea for a TV show now, like most people would probably shoot like a sizzle reel or shoot a couple of scenes, mm-hmm. and they'd be like, "This is it." You know, if you want more,
exactly,
come get
yeah.
this. But like,
you guys did the whole thing.
We did the whole thing because I don't know. I'm kind of like, we're kind of completists that way, and I guess like we just feel like I don't feel like I could tell, like, and especially the way a lot of our humor works, it doesn't really work in short bursts like
that. You need the whole thing.
Like, you need kind of the world.
The fragment.
And
it's not
going to
do it.
Yeah, like, we've been editing. Today we were, like, trying to work on a trailer, and it's really hard because you can't really... It's not like, you know, joke, punchline. So you can just grab random jokes from here and there.
The kernels all have to kind of be laid out.
Yeah, you have to see the whole world and watch it all
come
together.
The trailer you guys edited that you put up, I thought was pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's like
I thought it captured it pretty well, and it really, like...
And there's a whole art to that. I mean, boiling something down... Because you're basically making a commercial for this thing that you made, and to boil it down and have it be effectively, it works. Like, it works well. I mean, as far as getting it and the jokes hit on
that was what was interesting about seeing it at the festival, like in front of a room full of people we didn't know, and just sort of like every joke really hit, even if it was a joke that three people laughed at. We have a lot of those jokes that are so specific that not everyone's going to think they're funny.
So none of them were just dead.
Like, no, everyone laughed at every joke.
All the right ones.
I don't remember.
I was counting.
I thought there were going to be some where it was like, okay, this is not working or whatever.
And people
I
got it.
Know, but it's, everyone...
I mean, we have the big laughs too, but like, I think for both of us, we like those more sort of specific, odd things.
The ones
that
you kind of bury away that are less obvious. Yeah, those obviously mean more to you because it's like, they're yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's uncharted territory, more or less.
And they're like the weird observance. You know, you observe them throughout life, and you throw it. You see a moment where you can weave that into what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's not the main purpose, but it's just like a little detail.
That's the beautiful thing, though, is because it's like somebody's laughing because they've seen
experienced
something. Yeah.
Well, would you guys like to talk about what the pilot's about, and maybe how you came up with, you know, came to wanting to make this particular
one?
Yeah.
Case.
Do you want me to talk about
it? You
want to
split it?
Yeah, let's split it. 60-40. It's basically, it's a story about...
That's how the money's going to get split.
60-40.
50-50.
I'll take 40. As long as we can walk away clean.
Okay.
No, that's it.
Totally.
It's
not like my...
I mean, I... It's very hard to describe. It's not hard. It's very easy to describe. But
describe
it's very
it
hard to describe it without it sounding totally lame.
It's gonna sound
like it's basically it takes place.
Doesn't
in
this sound
a
good?
You
go.
You know, when we talk over each other, it's not gonna the mics. It's just gonna be hell for double.
I'm just gonna edit out her entire frequency.
Oh, you can do that. That'd be great. It takes place in a mall store, like kind of like a BB type store, like a Forever 21, and it's basically about these two characters who probably shouldn't be working in this mall store, because one of them has aspirations to do other things, one of them has no aspirations, and it's just kind of like a day in the life of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like an opportunity where a group of people who under any other circumstances would not be together or together.
Yeah.
So it's like a unique environment to bring all these people together.
Yeah, retail
and tell
is much like pot in high school. It's like...
It connects everyone.
Together. It just brings everybody together. You have no choice. So these two characters...
I think any job, though, really.
Yeah.
I mean, most jobs, like, are kind of that.
Well,
unless,
but I mean, I feel
like
it probably
like
more fishermen. In the professional world. Like, you have people who obviously have the same drive, the same, like, work ethic, the same interests. But when you're working at fucking places like most of us work, it's like, everybody's got varying degrees of like you know, commitment to the job, because it's not what, you know,
it's not what you want
to
do.
Yeah, you were in high school, like, man, I can't wait to be 32 and work in a BB.
But it also deals with that of, like, these, because the two main characters, it's an ensemble piece, but it kind of centers around Casey and Jamie. We got really creative with the names.
Oh, wait, who's the one who really has no ambition?
That's me.
That's Casey. And Jamie is,
because it's more close, that mirrors more our real life.
That's not true.
Well, no, but I feel like
you'd like to think of yourself as a slacker, but you're not.
I mean, I don't want it to sound like it's fucking Clerks or something.
No, it's not.
But
it
is in a way, like, indicative of our personalities, as far as, like, Jamie is more likely to make it appear that she's trying to do something.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
That's not a dig against you, but no, that means that, like, you're like very vocal about telling people, like, I'm doing this, I'm working on this, I'm doing this. You'll tell people. I'll never tell anyone anything about myself. So I think in that way, like, in the show, like, your character is, like, also going to school. They're trying, so it's like, it's more obvious to a casual viewer that, you know, or someone that you're trying to do something else. My
and
character,
it's not
maybe
from modesty. It's from a lack of maybe, like, it being inauthentic if you, like, start to speak it. Because I know Casey. It's not modesty.
What is not modesty?
Because you know you're talented. You just don't say that you're doing these things because you feel like it would negate any kind of authenticity.
I just don't want to have to talk about it to someone. Yeah. Like, it's like, how are you going to explain, like, you know, like, especially in LA, like, oh, yeah, I'm working on the script.
That's what I mean. Like, but you kind of, have you seen that work against you more? Probably.
How would I know? Because I don't tell anyone. So,
well,
I don't
no,
know if it's
wait.
Working for
Well, you're here right now talking to us in my fucking...
No, but Casey, over the years, you have grown tremendously in that department.
Like, I'm not on Jay Leno.
No, Casey, you have grown a lot in that. Like, but see, for us, it's about the work. It doesn't... All this other stuff really doesn't matter. It's like...
No, yeah.
We've always been, like, you know, we met at Second City, and we kind of, like, immediately connected in terms of, like, we both thought the same things were funny, and we just started creating characters together, and then that led to, like, writing, you know, Casey wrote Virgin Wanted, and then we just kind of, like, formed this partnership. And so, yes, he's saying that, but his work ethic is tremendous, and he... Maybe he's, but, like, that's kind of, like, why we're good partners, is because we balance each other out in that department. And, but I've watched you grow over the years. He's gotten really fat. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I kind of have.
You
he's not fat at all.
That's so true, though.
Very good looking.
You lost, like, 30 pounds last year. You look sick. I was like, this is not healthy.
I did it for the pilot.
Anorexic diet.
The
anorexic diet.
That was
ridiculous.
We were at a party, and there was pizza, and he scraped off all the cheese and just ate the cheese and pepperoni and threw away the rest of the pizza.
You ate the pepperoni?
I don't even think it was pepperoni. I don't know what it was.
I don't know what it was, but you just, like, scraped everything off and threw the rest of it.
Well, I was off carbs.
Hey, it looks good in it. Everybody looks good in it.
No, you looked incredible.
I looked great in it.
You looked a little sick, though, towards the end. I was like, yo, dude.
But you know what? He didn't buy pants that fit him. He kept the same clothes, so they were, like, baggy.
Yeah.
How much did you shed for that?
I don't know. I don't have a scale.
Yeah.
It's all about just feel. Just, you know, I just feel
right.
Feel right.
You don't talk about nutrition. You just do it.
You just skip it.
You look like you've gone back to your healthy, like,
fat,
form. It's
fat
not
again.
Fat.
You're back to your fighting weight.
No,
it's not
no,
fat.
No, it's fine. I've been some things.
Well, we went out to lunch the other day, and we had ordered our food, and your response before you ordered was, fuck it, I'm just going to get this.
That is true.
Fuck. And it was the garden salad with the blue cheese.
Yeah,
like,
I'll get
fuck it.
Side.
Fuck it. Throw those fucking croutons on there. Yeah.
I'll take the croutons.
It's Friday.
That was the worst meal. The Yard House is not one of your sponsors, is it?
No. I wanted to get back to a kind of point that I thought about when you guys were talking about how you guys see each other and how you guys work very well together. And obviously, you are not a slouch. So are these characters kind of personifications of how you see each other? Like, did you guys each develop these characters? Like, do you see yourself as this person kind of caught in a trap and trying to reach for something bigger and having a really hard time and kind of struggling along the way? And do you see yourself as just, like, things come easy for me, I'm just gonna...
Aloof? Or was it just that once was you and now it's
Like, these are like facets of our personality in some way. As like with anything, any character you write, you identify with it. For me, like I saw it in someone else, or it was a part of me.
Are they the most tragic elements of your personalities that you wanted to like kind of amplify and use as characters?
I don't know if like we wrote the specific characters that we were playing to be exactly us in those terms. I mean, there are like certain aspects like of the character of Jamie that I even think is like more like that her characters wanting feel like they should be doing more and trying to do more.
Like, did you heap
like,
on some
like that is
advice like, hey, let's just mold it this way because this is kind of how I see this.
I don't think we ever when we develop characters writing. We don't really like,
you don't bounce like,
we don't have plans, we don't
there's a lot of really talking, there's a lot of rewriting, there's, you know, we talk about different characters that we just think of and, you know, that we think are interesting or funny or something. Yeah.
And but you guys used your own names.
Well, originally...
That's marketing.
Or was that just like...
Just makes it easy for everybody?
I don't know. Well, originally we thought it'd be really hilarious.
Oh yeah, this is actually...
This is hilarious. Because like Casey and Jamie are both androgynous names. So we're like, hey, you'll be Jamie and I'll be Casey, and we thought that was fucking hilarious, and it was a nightmare. Just
it was
like
a nightmare
trying to
when we were like,
yeah,
oh, talk about
we were just like
things.
So confused.
No, Casey,
so,
Casey.
Yeah, so
no,
we did.
Casey. No, me, Casey.
You, Casey.
We dropped
no, you,
that.
You,
no, me,
Casey,
you,
and
Jamie,
like,
me.
Yeah, Casey, and I was like trying. I have a hard time letting go of things. Like Casey convinced me to let go of that, and that was a very wise decision.
Yeah, you didn't
decision.
Want to. You,
yeah.
You were
like,
no,
to
it's
on.
So funny. It's funny.
It's not funny.
Right,
yeah,
now.
It's kind of hilarious. I can see how it could be very confusing.
It's
though.
Good, but yeah, it would be
like
a
you'd confuse the shit of not obviously each other, but like other people.
But
that's, like, hey, what's up, Jamie?
That's kind of why we wanted to. We named him after ourselves so that, like, if we were ever in a position where we're like pitching this to networks or whatever, right. We're already named Casey and Jamie, so they already get used to knowing us.
Actually,
no,
for
no,
everybody.
They get used to knowing us, and then it's like psychologically
right.
easier
yeah.
for them to see us in those roles. And I mean,
that's
so
show.
They won't recast us. Which
there's
they
a
will
show
anyway.
On now where the two girls wrote it, and they're their real names. They're not the characters, but
yeah.
they're
and. Philadelphia too. So it's always sunny in Philadelphia. Charlie.
Yeah,
it's
been. It's like it seems like it's a new thing.
I mean,
yeah.
it happens. I mean, Seinfeld, obviously.
Newhart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Newhart.
No, I mean it's a brilliant idea to just like take away one less little hurdle for someone else.
Yeah.
To like,
yeah. try and put it all together.
I mean, that was definitely like planned. That we discussed that.
Because
like, we should just try to make
really
ourselves
get
be
inside
in this.
Of people.
But then you just.
Yeah. yeah.
I wish that people mm-hmm. could see you when you said that.
That's why it's a podcast. Well,
but anyway.
What is next? Are you guys doing any other festivals?
Yeah.
Are you guys screening
we're
it
still,
anywhere?
We're still, actually, we have like a very, we still have a few sound things that we're doing post sound, we're finishing up. And then we recorded Sam Moore from Sam and Dave, the Motown group. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
But Sam recorded a cover song for us, so we are getting the final pieces of that together, and then we'll put it in.
All right. That's what it's all about.
I knew it.
This is what Jay's been thinking about for the last like 2 minutes.
That's what's
coming
out to.
I got the fucking.
Yeah, actually, the song is with one of your former guests,
Dante.
Yeah, with Dante.
Oh yeah,
Dante.
You're in House of the Rising Sun.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. It sounds amazing. I mean, Sam's
well,
voice is amazing.
We haven't heard it.
I've heard Sam's voice.
We've heard Sam's voice. Yeah.
I'm sure the music sounds amazing.
Dante's
incredible.
And
Dante's,
yeah.
yeah.
It's going to be great. So we're kind of like, we have like a few little things like that to finish up. And then, I mean, there's so many different ways that we can take this, you know, in terms of what's next with the pilot. But we have some ideas about what we want to write next, but we're not really there yet. We're still kind of in, you know.
Denial.
Are you guys gonna put it and make it available?
There's such a delay on it.
It's
I don't. I mean, actually, contractually, we're not allowed to even put it on the internet
because it's a SAG. We
because
shot
it's
SAG.
SAG
oh,
and it's
oh
SAG.
Right.
So
we went union.
So we can't do that. If we did that, we'd have to go back and pay off
because
we
have Dave Foley's in it, and Mindy
oh,
Sterling
right.
and Camille Chen. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, all of our actors were SAG.
Camille,
who
did she work at Bottega Louie? Because Adrian was like, "Hey, I work with that girl."
Yep.
You may want to cut.
Can
that
we keep that in? Yeah. I was like, "Why she's gonna
hold
that?"
Why? What's the big deal? Everybody's got a job.
Actors don't. Have
actors,
jobs.
Yeah,
just
they don't want
know
that,
about, yeah.
that wall to be
really,
fucking.
They don't want
people to see them behind the fucking.
You want
to
know
this?
You want to
stop valorizing Well, yeah, I'm a regular person. That's not... the mystique of all this shit is gone. Like, it's gone.
But what if there's you found out that Jarvis Cocker works at Best Buy? Are you going to be like, that's fucking awesome. That's
Jarvis Cocker...
No, he's still... He works at Best Buy. Like, you go to a show...
He
works at Best Buy right now.
You can't... I mean, it's gone. Facebook has eliminated the not just departmentalization of all of our personalities.
Social networking.
It's all bullshit.
It's gone. No, it's not bullshit. It's like now realizing that...
No, it's like... It's very hard to keep the fucking
illusion up. Jamie is not just actor Jamie. She's... Maybe Jamie likes to garden. Maybe
Jamie
likes to.
Maybe she's activist. Yes.
Yeah. Talk so about you that. Have talk to about be. Work people need to be able.
The homeless and
people need to be able to accept
the homeless are my
total
neighbors,
picture
actually.
Of somebody. Okay. And that and those elements not negating the one thing you actually really like about that person. You know.
Kind of like sex offenders having to go to their neighborhood
yes.
and tell great everyone example. That they are sex. You want that barrier broken down?
Well, I don't want it broken down because I mean. It's just,
would
it's
you
want to
know
system.
That one of your neighbors was a sex offender? Or would
of
you
course
rather
I would.
Not know?
I'm
I
pretty sure
like
all
know.
Of my neighbors are sex.
But would you
want
to have that conversation?
Did you look it up?
Like, what are you? What are you gonna say
crazy.
To the guy? Like,
stay
like,
the fuck away from me.
Oh, cool. All
what
right.
if their sex crime was that they were arrested for solicitation of a prostitute?
I could get behind
break.
That.
Tough break, but they don't have to. They can't. They're not gonna tell
what
you
about,
what they're arrested for.
You can look all that up though. That's all readily available for you.
But what about the one where I've had someone like. My friend, he got stopped, and a cop, he was pissing on the side of the freeway, and a cop told him he could,
that's indecent
give him a, he could give him a ticket, and he could be put on a list as a sex offender.
Tough break.
Tough break?
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously not that bad of a person. I've done it.
I would rather not have a conversation with the guy. I don't want to be like, okay, man, well, hey, thanks for being honest. Cool.
Yeah, but,
cool.
Okay.
All right.
So right on.
I
like,
well, that is so
but
bad.
That's the difficult. That's like the one end of the spectrum. Yeah. But on social networking, you have to have that conversation. You have to be able to, like, you know, find a way to reconcile the fact that I see you playing... And you're like in this band, and like, oh, Casey's just really cool. And then I go in, and then I become friends with you on Facebook, and it's like, oh, Casey had lunch at Edendale with his mom. That doesn't seem
it's,
cool.
That doesn't seem like something he would do.
Yeah.
Well, if you think
you
about it,
you have to deal with that.
But it is Edendale.
But it is okay. Whatever.
He's not gonna post that he was at.
But, yeah,
lunch
but what if my mom checked me in?
But the idea, but, this whole kind of like the lionizing and valorizing of these like kind of essentially entertainers, mm-hmm. which is what we've all fucking chosen to kind of do on some level. Is ridiculous. People mm-hmm. need to understand that these people are not special. They're performing a job just like any other. They're the same thing as your plumber or your mechanic. They're making you laugh. It's not important in any way. We overvalue it. And I think with the advent of the social networking side, the internet, making people understand like these people are complete. There'll be more of an understanding of people.
Oh, so
you can't get away
thing.
From it. I think
it's
a
no.
Good
I mean,
advocate.
If you think about it, that's the whole reason we even came up to doing this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Was to sort of like you devalorize this
not
this idea, not
so people
but, like,
would know that you
humanized.
Guys are just regular guys,
we're just
not
regular.
Superstar rich guys.
Well, we're
not
sick of that
Spider-Man.
Stigma.
We're
we don't
right?
want
okay,
that
because I know because you were like, I'm sick of this. I have a rich face, and I just need to debunk all this shit. I'm just a regular guy.
Casey, you have a rich face.
I have a rich face.
You have a rich white.
Are you serious?
Face. He's got a rich
you're
white face.
It's your cheekbones.
What'd you say?
You're racist, but that's fine. That's fine. It's a racist statement. I don't know. No, I've heard I have a rich face.
You million
the high
face.
Cheekbones.
Is that, you have, that,
yeah, he could have been somebody.
Really love
you know,
each other.
Of course I love these guys.
You know, an ex bandmate of mine once told me that she thought I was like some kind of a. She was relieved to know that my mom was a waitress and my dad was a fireman.
Yeah, I remember this.
And I was like, "What? Why?" She's like, "Oh no, it just makes me like you better." And I was like, "Why?" She's like, "I don't know. I just thought you were just some rich kid.
Like your dad was a power broker."
Yeah,
or
like
fucking...
she's so.
You
now,
got
but,
a rich face.
So now
like
she's
you just
like...
fucking came back from the Hamptons. Or something.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. Yeah, I mean, it was. I had to go sign some papers. It was nothing. But I did just come back.
Well, I'm relieved that your mom was a waitress and your dad was a fireman.
My mom still is a waitress and my dad is retired. And he's rich now.
He's just raking me.
Yeah.
Well, guys, should we take a little
break?
Take a break?
Not
yet.
We usually have play a song in the middle. You guys want to hear a song?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you guys
House of the Rising Sun. Okay.
Perfect. Can we play the version of House of the Rising Sun that's on that's going to be on the show?
Yeah.
Yes. Sure.
That'd be awesome.
catch fire is when he's on a drum.
With the fact that it was 420 recently, because God, it was like in the news, like
it was in the news.
It happens in the news every year.
What happens every year, and like you're always like, oh, 420 potheads, have nothing else going on. But
happy birthday,
Hitler. Oh yeah, it was Hitler's birthday.
Columbine.
Is happy birthday, Columbine. Oh Jesus.
420 started from Columbine and Hitler.
Yeah Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
God, and my future sister-in-law's birthday is 420.
Oh, so
is
wow.
That gonna be? You have a sister? You have a sister-in-law?
I will.
I didn't know that.
Mazel tov.
Hey,
whatever that means.
I am Jewish.
Oh,
did you see, oh, you haven't seen her from the side.
You're the first.
Oh
Jew,
my
you're
God!
You're the first Jew invited to our household. Welcome.
Right.
You're listening to Between the Bars with Del, Chris, and Jay, and we're back with Casey and Jamie, and.
Anti-Semitism
yep.
In the house.
Anti-Semitism.
Oh, it's okay
back
to make
here.
Fun
that's
of black
good.
People in your guys' comedy, but as soon as you make
there's
fun
no
of Jews.
There's no jokes about black people in our
we
comedy.
We didn't. This time we did.
There's a poster.
We didn't. It's not even a black joke. It's
well,
a,
I'm talking about the
yeah,
Lando Calrissian with the news.
Yeah, and the last thing,
oh.
There was a lot of.
And Virgin Wanted.
Can we
referring
put
to.
That on our website?
Oh, yeah.
Virgin Wanted?
Virgin Wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a link to it, yeah.
Which is a hilarious short that Jamie and Casey did a few years ago.
Yes.
Casey
you guys
wrote
did
it.
Well. You did well on Funny or Die.
Did we?
Yeah.
We didn't
people,
die.
People, we didn't
you
die.
You were in funny. You were in the funny room.
It's
funny
a
well, we didn't do well on Funny or Die because no one watched it on Funny or Die.
Yeah, but people
like
who did watch it.
People who did watch it, there
it,
was
I think
it
I don't think that's a, I don't think that's considered a success.
You know what?
Well.
I think it's more views means you did
really,
well.
The views was that low?
It was pretty low.
How low?
I don't know, but it was
like,
pretty
low.
Low
look
thousands?
Out, we have computers.
Not even thousands.
No.
Not even, maybe
I, we,
not
you
even
know what,
100.
Actually, Casey, you have no idea.
I do.
Oh.
I look at it every day.
Okay.
I check that shit.
Do you really?
No,
I got,
but I've checked
are
it.
You, do you Google it yourselves?
Fuck no.
I've Googled myself before because some fucking dude once that I worked with, I'll mention his name, Dan White.
Oh! you should have him on your show.
Yeah, you should really have his band. They're called Robotnus. A good name and a good band.
I will get
I wish
concept.
You could see my face. You know, but no, actually,
hey!
No, you really should have them. I think it would be a
this
good
is
show.
One of those edit points where they're going to call me like, hey, we had a good time after break, but there's one part where it's
no, I don't give a
guy.
Shit. I think you should.
We'll
I actually think
it.
You
don't edit
really
it
doesn't care.
I don't give a shit, and I really do think they would be good.
They're
it
good
would be
bands.
A good, not because they're a good band. I think that would be a good show.
Dan's really funny.
I'm thinking, no, he thinks he's really funny, and that's really it would be good, as a, I'm thinking of this from a producer's standpoint. Because
Casey
producer
is,
for you.
Really.
Because I know you're the producer, Del. you guys have made that very clear.
on the episode. In
that,
there's
some clause that I was not aware about.
This
but
Del is deeping into our catalog.
I know, I'm too, I know too much. But,
and producer.
I don't like where this conversation is going.
No, I think I'm sick. I know you guys struggle with guests. I've helped you in the past obtain some guests. I think probably one of your better shows.
Views 4,930.
Well, it's when
that's
it,
a
since
lot.
Yesterday. But no, I think that is a local band, Robotnus. Uh-huh. I don't endorse their music, but I endorse you having them on the
I'm
show.
Gonna change the subject.
They really like
okay.
Radiohead.
Dude.
That's how, like when we're writing, I'm about
hey,
to type something. I say
I
have a
day.
Great idea. If someone wait, let's hear this out. If someone
let's
calls you
out.
Do it
yeah.
on a date, you're
fire
not on a date.
Then what?
Fire
the answer
David.
Is you're not on a date.
Or
this is a trick
you're
question.
In West Hollywood.
Yep. Oh, what's up? What's up, homophobia?
Okay.
I thought Jews were liberal.
That's a generalization.
Like you having a rich face.
Is the devil liberal?
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, Casey, go. You were really going to answer a question.
I was going to answer with, no, I was going to.
The question is, do you think what you're doing is a job?
Here's
a
the thing.
I don't think
product.
It's a job. I'll tell you what.
Or do you see
it
as art?
I am
whatever
not
that means
getting paid, so it's not a job. Obviously, you get paid for jobs.
Okay, if it's a dream job, why are so many people vying for it?
Wait.
If it was truly a dream job, and we're all of the same generation, wouldn't we all want to be Ninja Turtles instead?
Probably.
Always
I like that
back
show.
Fucking
what was the rat's name on that show?
Splinter.
No,
yeah.
No, I think it was just the rat.
Splinter. There was
wait,
a rat king. Answer. Anyway, sorry.
I was going to answer real serious.
So sorry, no please.
So
okay.
Was I. He's the worst host. I was just going to say that this is going to be the best episode.
You're ever. Starting to look like...
Not as rich
Bill
anymore.
Bill Hicks.
Oh,
good.
That's
Bill
nice.
Hicks. That's good. I'm trying to be funny.
That's my favorite comedian.
I think,
he's
I think
mine.
My
that's
brother
a good
looks
reference.
Like Bill Hicks.
Is your favorite comedian both of you?
I think
how
Bill Hicks.
Do you think your brother looks like
I think
nine
he's less of a comedian
people.
As he is like a healer. You know? I don't mean to sound like
I,
a hippie.
I know. Everybody always says
maybe it's
about
that
pot
you smoke.
He's less of a comedian more than a.
I don't know. Maybe it's.
No, Bill Hicks was straight up a comedian. He started doing stand up when he was like. I don't
15.
Know.
He's
kind of
brilliant, though. He's beyond just a comedian.
Yeah, everyone
like,
steals his jokes
today.
You can walk into any comedy
he's
club.
He's,
I want to.
He's fucking
wait,
Lindsey Graham, dude.
Yeah,
I want
Jamie and Casey to answer the question.
This is the worst.
I want you guys to answer the question.
Like,
so
I'm gonna be serious for a second.
Please go ahead.
Like, in terms of like Casey and I have always been about like let's just do it. Let's find a way. We'll make the work. We'll do the things that are important. Del, come on.
I agree.
No, it's always been about the work for us. And if we got to do it, if we got to, like, make the things and like, with Be Forever Now, we had an unbelievable crew and an unbelievable cast. I can't tell.
Especially our second AD.
Your second AD?
No, our first AD on the second weekend.
It's Chris!
No, it ain't.
That was Chris.
Oh, that was me.
Inside information.
Wait.
No,
hey.
I'm just gonna listen to this.
We're gonna
wait,
get, like, an antitrust,
say,
like...
Can you say
everybody here has worked with each other in some level.
I guarantee yeah. This is going to be your worst episode.
I doubt
no,
that.
No, honestly, this might be the best.
No,
we've
what
ever
I'm trying
done,
to say.
Ever.
No.
When you're
it's
lucky
not very
enough.
Insightful.
Why are you
wait,
such a negative
guys, you know, this isn't an interview if you don't let people.
It's not an
it's
interview.
It's not an interview.
Jamie.
Oh, okay.
You're right. Correct. It's not a date.
Never
if someone calls. It's not an interview if someone
to
calls
you.
You
under
do.
The auspice of this being a fucking interview. You were coming to drink and hang out with us.
I didn't drink at all tonight.
What is that? Apple? That's apple juice.
Is it art?
Yes.
Yes.
Answer.
No, seriously. I'm serious. This is something.
Answer it.
Look at.
I always drive out is
to be
time.
A moment of quietness, and
and
then
someone goes,
go,
is it art?
But.
Not this.
Seriously.
No, we just want to have fun.
Do you think it's. The question is, and I thought about this earlier when I was driving home. I was like, are you. Do you consider yourself an artist? Or do you consider yourself like a craftsperson? A purveyor of something? An experience? Are you any different than the Chuck E. Cheese robot?
A little bit.
First of all, this is very. Offensive.
To robots?
No. To Robotnik. The band that I mentioned earlier. Really great band out of South Silver Lake. Is that even a term?
South Silver Lake?
Is that even a term? I'm just gonna go for it.
That's the wrong side of the track.
They're out of South. No, because they are. They are literally
like
under the sun, under
they're,
sunset.
They're,
yeah, no,
they,
yeah.
If you live in Silver Lake and you can like hear that. The 101. That's bad.
The wrong side of the tracks. Yeah.
That and I'm gonna say it. God, you gotta have these guys on.
But, all right. No. You're such an asshole.
I
right
want
now.
I want them no because I really think it would benefit a lot of people. Not,
they're talented.
Not,
they're great.
They're great cop. Okay, is it art?
Yes.
Robotness is
do?
Not art.
What
Robotness
you guys see
is.
But
see,
I mean,
now
like,
Casey's
that's a
getting
really...
nervous because we're asking
part
a real
robot
question.
And it's part body.
In all honesty.
Which is, has a natural.
Casey didn't think we were going to go there.
Natural of
he
the
really
earth,
didn't think we were
going to
go there.
Of man because the robots.
Wait, the thing is that
man.
In terms of it, like.
Chuck E. Cheese robotness.
Everything we say now sounds terrible. But I mean, like,
no.
Casey and I, we think the same things are funny. We think, were the stories, not
that's
everything?
Not, that's not, no, that's not the question. The question is do we consider ourselves artists?
It's not about what you think. No, what you
storytellers.
Think. I'm asking you.
I'm a storyteller. Okay, hey. Don't. I do theater. I do many things. No, I'm kidding. I do consider myself an artist. I've been a creative person, like, my entire life. Thank God.
So why do you guys have such a hard time declaring that? Is
well,
there shame in declaring
that? Because
I'm
drunk right now. There's a little...
There is shame.
There is a shame in declaring that. Like, I'm an artist.
I just was like
that.
Immediately thinking of Jackson Pollock when you said artist. I don't know why. But
I was thinking of Jackson Brown.
Maybe artist isn't the right word to use to encapsulate what that means anymore. Because it's, you know...
Well...
It's something...
We made... You hear that internal noise again?
Was that you?
We made a... You realize we made a sitcom, right?
Yeah.
And you're gonna come in here using the word art when you know we made a sitcom.
Come on. Do you not consider some great moments in
Three's Company?
Three's Company. Art?
I actually realized that my entire humor is based on Three's Company.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Jack Tripper.
Everything is
Mr.
based
Furley.
Is based on a lame sexual innuendo.
But
I saw The Jerk when I was like way too young to understand it, but that's like it's so it's funny the first thing that you see that sort of
did
solidifies
you hate it? Like how old
no
were you
I was really young and I just remember watching the adults kind of laugh at it and I was
yeah.
fascinated by I remember the parts that I thought were funny were a lot of
like
the physical,
how young like 6, 7
I was probably like 9 or 10
well, that's
which is
old as shit what the fuck
oh okay
that's
never
like
mind.
When
Jerk?
I saw my first movie that affected me
poor
my Drop Dead
I'm,
Fred when I was 15
10 young. 10
you're a little younger than us but yeah Drop Dead
just...
Fred who's the chick
Phoebe
Cates. Mm. Yeah, I not only would, I would like.
A lot of people
she's
like
half
her.
Filipina.
She's yeah. half Filipina.
Yeah.
She's
married to Kevin Kline. You should
he
have, you should have
Kevin
Kline on here. Holy shit, did you ever think about that? Probably
no.
not.
Casey, are you like a booker now? Like,
I kind of
oh,
am.
That'd
that's,
be great.
What I'm
great.
Really here is to help you guys come up with ideas for booking, because obviously you're struggling with it.
We've got
case
you guys.
Case in point.
We've got
you
guys.
We are changing the face of comedy.
Well, actually, we'd already asked 3 people before you. So
aww,
they all canceled.
Thanks for telling
I figured,
us that, though.
I figured.
That makes me feel good.
No, Jay asked me many,
well, your
many
brother had
ago.
To work.
Do you have more questions for
is
us?
Is it art? We haven't answered the is it art.
You haven't answered
the
yeah,
it makes people happy.
Getting bored, man. She's sleeping.
No, I'm not.
Let me tell you
I'm
a story
a little intoxicated right now,
about,
which I can't hold my liquor.
About...
What's up?
About...
comedy?
No, I'm going to tell you a story about...
art?
When Jamie and I were at Second City.
Oh, no.
Los
oh.
Angeles, the most prestigious of all the Second
the,
Cities.
Right.
Carney thing?
No.
Oh.
Not that. We had a man by the name of Mr. Mark.
Okay, again, I can't do this. You can't talk about people like this.
We'll bleep
out
the names.
How have you gotten along with Casey this long?
Jesus Christ.
No, no, is he a different person?
No, this is
okay,
fucking, this is not a fat joke.
Okay. Oh,
Casey talks whatever.
But you are fat.
Oh, God.
No, she's fat.
I'm not
she's
fat
not
anymore.
She's not.
See, this is why. See,
she's got a
we
very
know,
perfect
know,
like, female figure. That's what a woman should look
really?
Like.
Really?
A little bit fat.
You're not fat.
That's
what a woman
right.
should look like in the
you know what?
1300s.
You know, you guys look related. That's the kind of woman you should you
no,
would mate with.
Like my mom.
300
Do you know what's
years
really
ago.
Funny? You know how like on iPhoto how they like how it has the face finder thing? Like a lot of times it'll ask if Casey's Jamie Foxx.
She like posts pictures of us and then it's like, oh, I recognize you. You're the guy with the beard right here. Which I think is more of a compliment to me. Not because you're so beautiful, but just because I have
were you
more
guys,
feminine.
Did you guys ever have a romantic thing
with
yours?
Like,
because you guys have known each other for
a
long time.
Yeah, yeah. Let's
okay,
see.
Let's
I
go.
Think we can better answer the question about.
I think the show's gonna start getting good now when we. Start
did you guys ever have?
Yeah.
Come on,
let him answer. Hold on.
Let
it's
us answer. You guys never.
Jane. Okay, sorry.
Well, I was really in love with Casey, and he wouldn't. I kept asking him out on dates. I'd be like, Casey, please go out with me. No,
excuse me. She said, I think they're going to ask really lame questions. Like, did you guys ever have
you
sex?
You used the adjective lame.
Well, I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
And thank you, Del. You lived up to it. But, to answer your question, no.
Del, here's the thing. Okay, Casey and I are like brother and sister. Like, my brother and I don't have the best relationship, so I've always been in search of... Casey's sort of like
he feels
we have like a...
the rest of what you...
Kind of. Like, we have a very sibling...
Yeah.
I've never had a sister.
Have you ever jerked off to Jamie?
No. I've never jerked off.
Not even like at a weird moment we were
Del,
like...
Del, come on! Do you ask...
Like, I need to... I was like jerking off about like some hot chick, and then for some reason my mom came into my mind, and I was like, I have to erase my mom.
That's what I'm saying.
And then I was like, oh Jamie.
Yes, right.
And then I
jerked. That's what I'm saying. Like, was
no.
Moment. Because you know every woman you've ever met is
in
the arsenal.
No,
really?
But
it's in the realm
I've
of
jerking off. And
it's
I've,
in the realm
I've,
of possibility.
And I've thought, like, oh, what, how fucked up would it be if I'm just jerking off to my brother right now? I've thought
right,
shit like
that. But that, as soon
but
as
I've never thought about jerking off
to
fucking James.
Come on, the image is parallel.
I'm like this fat ogre. I appreciate that, guys.
It hey, just
I
wouldn't would, be right, because she would be mad. She would be like, I can't believe you fucking jerked off me that time. And then,
so
like, and then the next time he came to my house, like, I got to
the most extreme
my brother.
Side of
it. He just, like, goes to his brother.
No, but I have thought about, like... That I, like, my mom will enter my mind because I know I'm not supposed to think about my mom.
Right.
And then I'll be like, the oh, you
room.
Are just
no, but how
up.
Do you, yeah, you can't partition those things.
No,
you
can't.
No, but Kate, like,
and that's weird.
I
that
think
weird.
That, like, creative, like, I don't know, we've always just been connected, seriously.
Stop using that word, it's weird.
Connected?
Yeah, it's like therapy.
You guys have, like, a very, like, it's uncanny.
It's a really connected relationship.
Yeah.
Well, people have asked me why I don't understand. Like, you and Jamie don't seem. Why do you guys? Because
I'm
you
a Republican.
You guys
just
don't
kidding.
Seem.
I'm not.
Wow, that's corny. That's
a... She went on a date with a Republican.
Really?
A Jew Republican.
Who said that he was a non-practicing Orthodox Jew?
What is that?
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm a non-practicing abstinent
to...
man. That's what I am. When it comes down to it,
you
no,
know,
we
anything.
Take out all the bullshit. I'm an abstinent man who's not practicing.
It's a little hiccup in the road.
I mean, when it comes, if
you know,
boil down
the
essence of me.
It's
can
me
you guys believe
the
dates I go on? They're terrible.
What are you doing the eHarmony thing?
No, these are
no,
dates
the dates
I
are
meet.
Mostly at Starbucks when she's walking her dog and someone says, can I pet your dog? Oh, this is a date.
That does not happen. What is this fucking...
No.
A
oh, I just went on this date with this guy. It was crazy. He pet my dog. I was like, he might bite you.
That wasn't
but
the date. That wasn't the actual date.
She said to a guy,
hey,
my dog might bite... This is her defense mechanism against guys. My dog might bite you, so you better just you don't want to get involved
it's
with me right now. And then her dog licked the guy's toes. What I'm wondering is, what kind of fucking asshole is wearing some kind of a toeless shoe that his fucking feet are getting licked by dogs in a Starbucks?
Listen, it's rough being a tall Jewish woman who's fat, apparently, and ugly.
A fat, tall Jewish woman? Try being that in L.A. Everyone talks about
guys,
L.A.
Guys, I'm real pretty.
You're
well, you can
face
go to the
for
website
podcast,
and judge
baby.
For yourself. In fact, maybe we'll have some kind of counter. We'll do a vote.
Oh yeah, vote.
We're gonna vote for Jamie's face.
Wait, you guys have had Jews before on here?
Hold on, can we answer the question about art?
Neba.
Oh, you never answered the question.
Is it art? Is the question?
Yes, it's art. It brings people together. It makes you. Do you think this is funny? Do you not think it's funny? Like, are you gonna? I mean,
that because that's what art is.
It's all about.
Oh, is the Mona Lisa funny? I don't know. Is that funny?
Funny or not funny? Let's paint a mustache on
it
her.
It does look like a
Dada.
It does look like a man. Funny. Why are they German? Because that doesn't make sense. Because
y'all are fucking anti-Semitic. Wow.
This fell apart real
quickly. I was just
quickly.
Southern. Y'all are anti-Semitic.
No.
Y'all.
Southern women have an unbelievable temper.
It's very true.
Temper?
Have you ever seen a Southern woman's temper?
You know why? Think of it this way. You know where the temper comes from? All that humidity, and then you get your period.
Your pyramid. That's how the Egyptians do it. It's very hot. Well, it's a dry heat, and then you get your pyramid.
You guys have no idea what you're talking about.
Right there.
All right, so you...
fucking jackals.
No,
you guys are like
a
fucking conversational fucking piranhas.
I think you need more to try to edit
it's a little
down
flesh of a fucking mistake, and it just gets gobbled up. And you lose a limb, and it's over.
I don't even think we're recording. Are we recording?
Art. Yes, this is
all.
His computer's not even working.
No, it's dead. Is my face really red? Because I feel really red.
No, what other non-interview questions do you guys
have? I've been trying to get to this point.
No,
Art
she answered
Mark
it.
Belton.
You haven't fucking answered.
You were going to tell a story. You had an anecdote.
No, bullshit. You haven't answered the question yet.
No. We had a guy.
Guided us through.
At Second City. That we not that we learned anything from him.
Is this a bad joke?
No. But he once said, he was trying to teach us some bullshit or whatever. And he said to him, the whole reason he did, why he was a teacher, why he was an actor, why he was anything, was about the work. It was just about the work. He didn't care about, what, at the end product of it. But it's like, while you're in it, and this is very true.
It's true.
It sounds corny as shit saying it out loud. But the work of just doing it is like this thing that we just made, Be Forever Now. Probably nothing's going to happen with it. Like, we could probably just destroy it right now and it wouldn't matter. But, going through the process of that's why you do it.
And bringing that group of people together.
Yeah, that's why you're doing it. I mean, yes, I would... But I guess the ultimate goal would be to have a job or
to go every day.
Your work be that going through that process. That's why you do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why you would want... So it is art and commerce. It's like both.
And that's what we've talked a lot
and
about.
And I know
that.
You said not to say that, but you can't escape it because that's the goal of anyone who's doing anything. It's like why you do the art is not for check out this thing at the end. It's because you enjoy doing it. That's what got you into it in the first place.
Well, when you explain it like that, it's hard to separate
you can't
those
separate
two.
Them. Yeah. You really... Because you would want to be able to do that for your job.
Yeah,
but
we
spent a very long time finding the right people to bring to the crew, and the cast. We must have spent 6 months casting.
Yeah.
We were we're not doing this until we get the right group of people. And it was the right group of people. Like, when we went to shoot it, when we went to do it, everybody worked so well together. And it was, fun and rewarding and fulfilling, I think, for everybody on set, especially...
Craft
Chris.
Services.
No, Chris.
Craft Services, fucking...
Taste,
they
no.
At the end of the day, they were like, oh my god,
why
everyone
do you have
ate
fucking...
most of the M&Ms. Do you see how... No, seriously.
Was...
dude, we bought four bags.
They
fucking
I
ate at least three
left.
And a half.
I swear there's 2 Star Crunch left.
I bought a lot of food for Craft Services, probably because...
She's fat.
I'm Jewish.
Oh.
No, that doesn't jive.
And seriously, sorry
money.
For all the fat people out there, but...
Casey... I'm a
you
size
know,
4.
My mom has a thyroid condition. And
mine
does
too.
I get it. But my mom's skinny, but she has one.
Oh, she has the other one.
One that makes her skinny?
No, mine.
Your mom
the
has one that makes
one?
Her fat?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I can't believe on your own podcast you said your mom was fat.
Yeah.
I haven't said anything.
You guys should
you
have
see,
more
you
booze.
You were really...
Oh, we, yeah.
We
this
have
podcast
more.
Doesn't
you want some more Jack Daniels?
Oh, I'm going to be mixing fucking Sky Vodka.
Well, yeah, this thing, you really filled that one up.
Drink
because
that.
There was nothing left in
drink
it.
Drink that shot,
tell me what you think. That's the Jack Daniel's special barrel.
That's a beautiful try container.
It. What kind of barrel did it come out of?
I don't know. Charcoal?
Silk cast.
Oak?
Silk?
Silk, yeah.
What the fuck is
this
that?
This pussy is like fucking silk.
Whoa. That is not.
I just feel like we got ripped off on this one.
On which one?
This podcast. I've heard your other ones.
Are you saying they're good? And you think this one isn't?
No, I just feel like you guys just
say this. Ask us some questions.
I feel like we're like a replacement guest. You didn't do any research. You didn't really try to ask us anything.
We were teasing about you being replacement guests. We asked you guys very relevant questions about you.
You want to ask us more questions? Go ahead. We're ready now.
It sounds like you want to answer questions. So
I'm ready to answer.
I would love to answer a question.
Oh my god.
What is that noise?
His mouth.
That's
is that
you ever see Casey to fucking beatboxing?
Because I didn't want to do a, because if I went doom doom, that's stupid. That's played out.
Yes. So you so reduce you the reverse bass snare. And you just get the little snare reverse.
It's pretty fantastic.
It's a reverse snare
rather than
yeah.
Jay, what did you want to talk about?
Yeah, Jay, I thought this.
I think we're covering everything.
Jay
already,
wants to
actually.
Quit. Jay wants to quit. Jay's like, but
Jay quits.
No, I'm just not stoned right now.
It's amazing.
I'm not stoned.
Oh yeah, you're not stoned.
Neither
nobody
am I.
Is stoned.
Why would it's because
nobody
between
is stoned.
The bars
is
not?
That's my point.
I'm
no one's stoned.
That's
just
smog
crazy.
Cars.
Between the bongs. Because you know what I would love to do? I would love to just sit home and watch Netflix streaming.
That's not true.
I would know.
That is
you
not
don't
true.
Even know. I would love to just
Casey,
do that.
That's not true.
And just watch like
that
fucking.
That is so not true.
Like
just marinate
Steely
that
Dan,
for a
like
while.
The VH1
like
classic
for
albums.
A while.
I could just do that for. I don't
your
care.
Life
then why
that,
do you spend most of your time doing
a good
things you don't
2 months.
Want to do?
Not that I don't want to do those other things.
You love him just as much.
But I really feel like I could, that's always been my problem. That's what that's like what stops me from doing things is because.
But do you see the funny thing about that logic is what really makes men work hard is laziness.
What do you mean?
Like I want to work so hard that I can do nothing. Sometime.
No. I don't.
What
I don't
you'd
ever
rather
want
do.
To...
What you'd rather do is fucking just veg out in front of some dope ass.
Casey, that was
no.
last. That would not
that's what
last.
Most people want.
Yeah,
ever.
It's working towards.
But
culture.
It makes people
yeah.
work really hard
no.
to do that.
But that doesn't work on no. me. Because I think if I wanted to do that, I would try something that is a guaranteed moneymaker. Like if I was like, I just want to work so hard that I can just retire,
yeah.
then I would do something that's guaranteed, like I would be a dentist.
It was
if you try to be
deal.
A dentist,
boom,
you,
and then you're good forever.
You go to school, you become a dentist, and there's a pretty clear-cut path. Like if I go to school to become a dentist, I start a practice, I do this. But like to try to like write things or like do anything that is in the arts or entertainment fields is that's a ridiculous way to try to make money.
Well, then obviously
or is it
it's because
or is
you
are do you have a gambling streak?
No,
are you a risk taker?
No, I'm
it doesn't
definitely
jive
not
with your personality. So yeah,
for
so
me,
I mean,
no. I like these things. Ever since I was a kid, I've just liked these things. I thought, oh, that would be cool to do yeah. this, but to actually think that. But I've also had like a maybe it's defeatist attitude. But I've always thought like I'm never gonna. It's never gonna happen.
Casey, that's crazy though, because you wouldn't. There has to be a part of you that believes
that it's gonna happen.
Not even that, it, but I mean, like, there is a desire and a need to do it.
There is
I mean,
a
like,
desire
Casey
and a need
a...
to do it, but to say to sit here and say like I have to do it. It's my calling. I have that's
well, that's
absurd.
Weird.
That's absurd.
At least say it like that.
So that's what drives you then. A very more
what
affirmative.
What drives me
like,
is
positive.
Nothing makes me happier than bringing a group of people together, collaborating and making something, and everybody getting
yeah.
to work at their best, and everybody getting to do. That's what's so awesome about, you know, doing projects and coming together, whether it's a theater piece or a short film or a pilot or whatever. Those are the things that, you know, we've done. You get to meet people of all different, everybody, you know, the DP does his thing, the Chris does his thing. Everybody gets to bring their strengths to the project and make something better. And the more people, Chris didn't do much.
Chris ate,
he was in charge
ate
of
like
M&M.
45% of the craft services. And
oh,
he
yeah,
went like,
all fucking
and he had his, he, I'll give him the, his
oh
eye,
yeah,
his eyebrows.
Dude, there's some fucking crab legs here, dude.
His eyebrows were raised a lot. I don't know what he had,
no,
had a concerned look.
Great,
a lot.
You know, that's bullshit. Kidding. Chris stepped in and he was fantastic.
But we definitely don't do it for those same reasons.
We do it for, I mean,
not
like,
me and you.
Okay, well, I do it for the collaboration and the sense of community, people coming together. Like that's why I love it. And at the end of the day, like it's fun, and
yeah,
there's
yeah.
there really isn't anything that I love more than that.
I agree with that part, but the sense of collaboration and the sense of like
these totally other, unimportant. He's
these
too.
Other people. No, I'm making a serious point for myself. Is that is the part that I wish that didn't exist. Like maybe I should have learned to be an animator or something, where even they probably have to collaborate, but. And not because I want to be like, I only have the ideas and I want to do it, but because to me, like, organizing a bunch of people seems like the biggest pain in the ass.
But that's why I think I mean, like, Case, I saw you direct, and I saw you find, I mean, I'm pretty good at, like, observing people, and I know you well. Like, you were great at a director and bringing people together, and we had to work fast. We shot 35 pages in 4 days, which is fucking insane.
Was it 30? I think your math might be off. It's probably 24 pages.
24. It was 98 pages we shot in 4 days. It was unbelievable.
In 4 minutes, I think it was. 98 pages.
But Casey worked his ass off, and it was, everybody did come together because of, like, our preparation and all of those things.
But I wouldn't say that that draws me into it.
No, but you did it to get to execute and do the things that you love.
That's the one thing I've seen in Casey is, like, the preparation and the execution.
Yeah.
And a lot of, and not just that, but in music, same thing. He just says, you have that
kind of... It's a Casey hour right now. We're talking about you.
You have this, like, focus and drive and, like, this kind of... no nonsense blinder, which is incredible for anyone.
I think it's important to disagree with Casey on what he thinks he thinks. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No.
I was having a conversation once with one of your former guests.
Dante?
Yes. But there are a few past guests that I know. But if it must be known. But he said that the reason he did a band was because there's a lot less people involved.
Mm-hmm.
He had said he wanted to, like, do acting in movies and things like that, but that there's less people involved, so it's less of a hassle to do a band.
Yeah.
And that's, I feel, true. Like, I totally, that's what I'm saying, about, like, I'm not drawn to, like trying to do, like, a movie, like, or a film thing, because it takes so many, like, fucking film. People.
Yeah.
I should just be a fucking poet, but that,
but also,
that
Casey,
doesn't pay very well, does what? It? No, or does it?
It doesn't pay well.
Maybe I could be a Twitter.
Who was the last big poet? Yeah.
Shel Silverstone.
I will say this, though. First of all, like, if you were, like, we do everything ourselves because we're just doing it to get to create it, and we're believers in, like, just getting out there and doing it. But, like, when you're working with a studio or something like that, you would get to just focus on one thing. It wouldn't be as,
probably,
like,
not. I don't know.
All right.
We'll burn that bridge when we get there.
That's terrible. The worst thing you've ever said. We haven't even crossed it, and he's, like, setting it on fire. Oh. That's why we're great partners. This is the worst thing ever. Oh, God.
This thing? The podcast?
Casey. Yeah, I've listened to a lot, and it's seriously the worst thing ever.
He's kidding, Jay.
Do you guys want to tell people where to find your stuff? The listeners.
This is Jamie likes to do that. I'll let Jamie.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. This is the fucking worst one.
No, I know. I've listened to them all.
Seriously, the worst one.
I know. Well, that's kind of your guys. That's just kind of your guys' fault for not really bringing.
Ask us some fucking questions.
I don't think it's our fault.
Well, are you being serious right now, though?
I don't think it's our fault.
Jamie, what did you expect? Did you
a
party?
Hard-hitting
questions?
I thought there'd be clowns.
She thought it would be hard-hitting, like, where did you
questions.
Grow up? What led you to do this? She wanted, like, it to be like an Inside the Actor's Studio.
You'll get
first
there.
Of all, I never thought
but
anything.
You know us. So.
I thought I would not get drunk, and I got drunk accidentally. That was an
well,
accident.
Then we did half our job.
By design.
And stuff.
You should have read the... I mean, the titulars between
it's
the
It's legal
box.
In California now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Prostitution.
Exactly.
It's not legal in California, is it really?
Did
prostitution?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lewis seems to think they give blowjobs with condoms on.
Who's this Lewis?
He's
you know,
friend.
I had a friend.
Sorry.
Who, he did get a blowjob with a condom from a massage artist.
This is your friend?
My friend.
I
someone
know his
else's
name.
Someone else's family. He got a blowjob. But he just got his ass eaten willy-nilly. Like, no condom, no anything. After, you know, she blew him with the condom, but no questions asked, just ate
disgusting.
His ass,
Casey,
just flipped him over.
Disgusting.
It could be edited out.
Oh,
yeah, I remember the story.
I know, he lives here.
Your brother?
No, my brother, no. No, not my brother, no. He would never do that.
Who else lives
not
here?
My brother. I'll just leave it at not my brother.
Dell's brother.
It might have been mine.
Might have been Jay's.
It
brother.
Might have been my brother.
Jay, you have a brother?
Oh, really?
He told me that.
It would have been. It would have been one of the two, I think.
What?
This is the worst. You know what? This is.
This is not the worst. This has been my favorite.
No. Yeah. Okay.
I want you guys to tell people where to find your material. So I want you guys to tell people.
You can visit, actually, on my website, there's a page for Casey and my stuff, and my website is jamiemfox.com, jamiemfox.com. And under clips, you can see our stuff, and also under Partly Cloudy Pictures, Casey's favorite name, that's our production company's name.
And
there's a tab on my website that has the thing for that.
Okay.
So you just start a tab.
Mm-hmm. It's like a $9,000 right now.
And we'll also have on our Tumblr, Jay, we'll have the trailer.
We'll have the trailer for...
We'll stream
Virgin Wanted 2.
I would really like to do that.
You'd be allowed legally...
The trailer!
...to show entire Virgin Wanted.
Yeah.
A lot of great people in it.
There are a lot of great people.
A lot of people that will be famous at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get Derek Waters on here.
Oh, that'd be great. We should contact him.
Oh, wait.
Is he texting you?
Luis Perez thinks Steely Dan is pretty good.
Okay.
That was a text I received.
Can you guys agree on one thing?
Can who agree on one thing?
You and Jamie.
Jamie.
We agree on everything for the most part. I mean, comedy.
We agree on everything.
Oh, that was going to lead to a question that I mouthed to Jay, like...
The song.
Yeah, usually, you know, the closing song.
The closing song.
I have one. That you guys are supposed to... Yeah, every show we ask you guys pick a song. What do you guys want to hear right now?
I have a closing song. And it's just not a group effort. Jamie does not know what I'm going to say. It's called Things Aren't Funny Anymore by Merle Haggard.
Great.
Yep.
Sold.
It was something we put in the first thing we ever did together. Do you remember it?
The one about the baby?
The Clown Inside Me?
Oh, I saw that. That was hilarious.
It was called The Clown Inside Me.
Casey has weird hair and he jumps the fence in cowboy boots.
Yes.
Casey, you had some weird hair.
That was on purpose. I was supposed to be like that.
I don't know. I think I saw you like that once.
Wait, I forget.
We used to laugh a lot. We never cried. But things are all different now, since your sweet love has died. Seems we've lost the way to find to laugh a lot. Things aren't funny anymore. If I knew how to change your mind, maybe things could be right again. If I could turn back one page of time before love came to an end, I'd know just where to turn, to turn it all on once more. Maybe we laughed too soon. Things aren't funny anymore. Just where to turn, to turn it all on once more. Maybe we laughed too soon. Things aren't funny anymore.